Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'ilui Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Meseches Sota, Daf Yudalid. The Mishnah says at the beginning of the second Perek of Sota that there is a distinction between other Korban Minchas and the Minchas Sota in terms of the way that they are brought. Kol HaMenochos, Trilosan V'Soifon B'Klishores, all other Menochos are brought to the Beis HaMikdash and they brought the Avoidus done in the Klishores from beginning to the end. V'Zu, but the Minchas Sota, Trilosa B'Kvifa Mitzris, the beginning At the beginning, the mincha is brought from the home to the Azara in a wicker basket made of palm fibers. And only the soifa of a klishores afterwards, when the avoida is done, then you put it into a klishores. So the Gemara tells us that other menachos, regular menachos, are brought right from the home into the Azara already with a klishores. That's called trilosan beklishores. Only the mincha soita is different. It's brought in a kvifa mitzvah. The Gemara on the base as a steer from a brisa, which is a tesefta in menachos, like the Maseiras HaShas tells us. In the brisa that the Gemara brings, it's mevu that all menachos are brought from the home, mitoch beisoi, beklosois shel kesef vishel zahov, in baskets of silver or gold. And then only when you get to the Azora, you take the mincha v'nois nolosoich klishores, v'makacha beklishores, only then, when in the Azora, you take the mincha out of the basket of kesef and zahov, you put it into the klishores, and you makdish it over there and give it a kedusha, kedushas kli. So the kasha is, that the Gemara says, that over there it seems that all menachos are not brought in a klishores from the home, whereas our Mishnah seems to say that all menachos are brought beklishores. And the Gemara answers that our Mishnah doesn't mean literally that it's beklishores. Rather, what our Mishnah means is eimo bekeilim haruuyim leklishores. That you bring it, regular menachos are brought from the home in keilim that are fit to be a klishores, which means that the keilim are silver and gold, which are fit for a klishores, as opposed to, in other words, the kvifa mitzvahs, which the minchas soita is brought in. That kvifa mitzvahs is made out of a kind of an eight. It's a wood, and apparently that would disqualify it from being able to be a klishores, and that's the implication of our Mishnah. All menachos are brought in a keilim that's fit for a klishores, in keilim of gold or silver from the home, klosois baskets of silver and gold. The korban mincha soita alone is brought in a wooden keilim. For the Gemara, maybe that's not like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda because it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, if a klishores is allowed to be made out of wood, and l'chayr our Mishnah holds a klishores cannot be eights. So the Gemara answers that even if you hold a Kabbalah for Yehuda, that a klishores could be eights, and now a Mishnah, they're talking about a kvifa mitzvah, which is a kalim pechusim, inferior type kalim, and that is a chasar and akra of hakrivehu nolafecha secha, you wouldn't offer it to your governor, to your pecha, and therefore, consequently, that kind of a kaili, which is pechusim, think it's inferior, is certainly possible for a klishores. So comes out the maskana of the Gemara is that our Mishnah does not mean that you actually bring the regular mincha from your home in a klishores. Rather, you bring it in an expensive, or let's say, silver or a gold keli, which is royal klishores. On this, there are a couple of nekudos that we find in the Meforshim. First of all, what is the reason why that the din is over here that we bring the korban mincha in from the home in a fancy keli, apparently from kesef or zohar, the kind that's fit for a klishores? So, in the Meforshim of the Tesefta, like we said before, that the whole brisa, the extensive discussion in the Gemara on the Beis is really a Tesefta. Masechta Menachos Perek Aleph. So the Meforshim at Tosefta over there offer two slightly different explanations, slightly different hesbeirim, for why you bring the mincha from your home in an expensive keli of kesef or zov. The Chasdei David, one of the classic Meforshim at Tosefta, says that the reason that you bring the mincha from your home in kesef or zov keli is mishum chibov mitzvah, to show your love for the mitzvah. You want to show the mitzvah is beloved, the mitzvah of bringing a mincha. So even though there's no din to bring from your home in a klishon, obviously, nonetheless, als chavivas hamitzvah, love for the mitzvah, you bring it in a gold or silver basket. The Chazon Yecheskel, another mafarish on the Tosefta from Chatzkel Abramsky, says a little bit differently, and he says that the reason you bring it from the home in a gold or silver basket is mishum hidur mitzvah, als the inner being mahadir the mitzvah, is beautifying the mitzvahs, based upon the pasuk of Zeh Keli V'Aveyu, and he seichen su his mitzayim, the sugya, mesech the Shabbos of Kuflam Gimel, which is the major sugya of Zekeil Kelim Aveihu in Shas, and the Kelim Aveihu, of course, is a pasuk in Beshalach, but Chazal learned from there a din of beautifying the mitzvahs. The Gemara brings a drasha there in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, Ze Kelim Aveihu, his Noe Lefon of the mitzvahs, of the Anveihu, a darshing for the lotion of Noe, beauty. His Noe Lefon of the mitzvahs, he should do the mitzvahs in a beautiful way. Talis Noe, Tfilin, Noe Mushchoirim, Sefer Toya Noe, the Talis and the Tfilin should be beautiful, the Tfilin should be beautiful and black. Sefer Toya Noe, the Koyuchah B'Shiroim Noe, Mrecht in beautiful wraps. So there's the Indian over there with Adin, based on the Pasuk in the Torah, Zekeim Aveu, that the mitzvahs have to be done in a beautiful way. And the Chazon Yecheskel tells through the Adin over here, he holds that applies over here as well, that that's why you bring the Korban Mincha from your home, you bring it in a gold or a silver basket, and he's out, Zekeim Aveu, like he brings the Gemara, Beferish, and Shabbos Kuflamet Gimel, the Gemara of Hisnoel Lefonov, the mitzvahs. The Sefer Peiros Te'eno, a contemporary Sefer on Masech Tesoita over here, brings this Pshotim in the Beforshim, the Tesefta in Menachos, and he says that at any rate there is a marker over here for the concept of the Indian of having a beautiful silver, for example, Esrig box. And what does he mean to bring out? Because over there in the Gemara, when it speaks about Hidu Mitzvah and Shabbos Koflam, the Gemara is talking about that the Mitzvah itself is beautiful. The Talus is beautiful, the Cheftesh on Mitzvah, the Tefillin is beautiful, etc. Over here, we found, for example, people have beautiful Esrig boxes. That's not part of the mitzvah itself. So where is there any Indian altogether of having a beautiful Esrig box? Does that really have any kind of Indian of beautifying the mitzvah when the box that you bring it in is beautiful? So we find that over here, he's saying, because here we have in the Gemara and Tosefta in Menachos that you bring the mincha to the base of Mikdash in a gold or a silver basket, and that also itself is an Indian, like brought down in the Mefarshim and Tosefta, like we said, and consequently, that's the Mokar Zokter. Oh, you have a Mokar over here of the Indian of having a beautiful Esrig box, even that which surrounds, that which holds or brings the mitzvah. He also Tzeichen Su, and he points out that in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflamet Gimel itself, of the Zek Heil Anvehu, it speaks of Korchoy Bishiroyim Noem. So it says a Sefer Torah is Noah, beautiful Sefer Torah. That's the Cheftas HaMitzvah itself. But likewise, it also says that the Korchoy Bishiroyim Noem, that means you wrap the Sefer Torah in beautiful wraps. Now that, the wraps, L'chayr, are not part of the Cheftas HaMitzvah of the Sefer Torah. That's like entity of the mitzvah. That's just the, that which holds it, that which surrounds it and ramps it. And for that second, we still see in the sugya there, that also is included in Zekeil Aveihu. So there we have another source for this idea, Zokta Peres Te'ena, another source for the concept that even that which holds or surrounds or ramps the mitzvah also ought to be beautiful. Now, on the face of it, this seems straightforward. We have two Gemaras, one over here, which speaks about bringing the Korban Mincha in baskets of silver and gold, so you're beautifying even the container for the mitzvah. Another Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel, you hold the Sefer Torah in the Shiroyim, Noyim, and wraps that are beautiful, and also speaking of the container that holds the mitzvah, and both of them speaking of this concept of beautifying even that which contains the mitzvah. However, in reality, we need to be maimik to misboyin in a little bit better into this sugya, and we need to think about what would be the underlying machloikas between the Chasdi David and the Chazon Yecheskel, the two Meforshim on the Tesefta that we spoke of earlier. The Chasdi David says that the reason over here why you hold the mincha in the baskets of silver and gold is chibuv mitzvah, to show your love for the mitzvah. Chazon Yecheskel says that the reason is based on a sugya with a pasuk, Shabbat Kof Lamed Gimel, Zek Kalev and Vehu Adin, learned from a pasuk in the Torah, his noel lefon of a mitzvah, and he says that's based on hidur mitzvah. Is there a difference between chavivus hamitzvah, showing your love, and hidur mitzvah? If it's based on a clear-cut sugya with a pasuk in Shabbos Kaf Lamed Gimel, we would call it hidur mitzvah, beautifying the mitzvah, and it appears that that's the Chazon Yecheskel held, that we ought to apply that sugya here as well. However, the Chasdi David apparently held that we don't apply it here, and we need to understand why. Why would it be that here, according to the Chasdi David, by holding the mincha with the baskets of gold and silver, you don't apparently have, according to him, the special pasuk of Zekei Vaveyu, that the actual din of hidden mitzvah, but you do have a kind of general idea of showing chavivos and love for the mitzvah. Why would there be two tzdadim in the question of whether Hezekiah of Aveu and hidden mitzvah apply to the sugya here? Now, in reality, we ought to begin our discussion on that with a very important piece in the Brisker Rov's Chedushim in Nozir on Daf Beis. The Brisker Rov over there has a discussion of the concept of Hezekiah of Aveu, his noel lefon of mitzvahs. The Brisker Rov notes that the one place where the Rambam brings that thing down is really a Masechta in Hilchas, Lulav in Perek Zayin. Now, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sukkah that the Lulav, you're supposed to ma'aged the Lulav, which is to bind together the Lulav Hadassah and Arovais. We pass in, like the Manda Omar in the Gemara, the Lulav Ein Tzorech Eged, that you're not mechuyev to bind it together, else the Iker intrinsic mitzvah itself doesn't require the binding. We don't pass in Lulav Tzorech Eged, but we still say you ma'aged it anyway, the Gemara says, because of Zekelim Aveil. So the Rambam brings this din down in Hilchas Lulav Perek Zayin, and the Rambam says that you ma'aged, you bind the Lulav Hadas Arova because of Zekelim Aveil, and the Rambam says that this is a mitzvah min hamuvchar. This is the choice way of doing the mitzvah of Lulav. And the Brisker Rav asks on this a basic question. He said, is it really true that when you ma'aged Zekelim Aveil, which the Gemara says, this is a beautiful way of holding the Lulav together with the Hadas and Arova, also Zamin, that's the Anvehu way, the beautiful way, is it true that that makes the mitzvah itself of Lulav into a better mitzvah? Or perhaps the mitzvah is exactly the same mitzvah with or without the Anvehu quality. It's just that if I do it with Anvehu, I'm a kaima independent, separate pasuk in Parshat Bashalach of Zekeim Aveu, which is learned in the Gemara, Adin, that Hisnoel Lefon of a mitzvah. It might be, in other words, there is an independent concept, an independent idea that we learn from a pasuk that a person should beautify the mitzvah. But it's not that when you do beautify the mitzvah itself was done in a better way. Is it really a different lulav? Is the lulav more beautiful? Is it more shalom? Is it more green or something? You know, is it more of a kosher lulav or something now that the lulav was done in an anvehu way? You could argue that the Biskirov, perhaps not like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Zekeim Aveu is totally distinct and independent from any individual fulfillment of mitzvah of lulav or whatever it is, of mezuzah, tzitzis, talus. Perhaps there's a totally distinct nudin of Zekeim Aveu, but the Rambam is before Faket, because the Rambam says that if a person fulfills Anvehu by binding the Lulav Hadas Arova, that is a mitzvah and a mufcha, which means that's the choice way of doing the mitzvah of Lulav itself. So the Biskirov we see from the Rambam, the new din, which is that Zekeim Aveihu is not just an independent halacha or independent idea, but rather it goes arayin into the fulfillment of each and every individual mitzvah. If I do a mitzvah of Lulav in an Anvehu manner, that means my mitzvah of Lulav itself was done in a better way. The Brisker Rav adds that this is also why we find that there are a couple of sugyas in Shas where there's a suggestion that Zekeiv Aveihu could even be Likumva and could even be Ma'akev, the fulfillment of the mitzvah itself, if it's done in a non-beautiful way. For example, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Gittin on Daf Chof that if a person would write a Shem Hashem, a Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Sefer Torah, without having in mind to Mekadesh the Shem, there's a whole case over there in the Gemara, the person wrote the Yud Kei Vav Kei, he thought he was writing Yehuda, he left it the Dalet, it turned out he really needed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Hashem, but he did not have in mind to Mekadesh it. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that your Mavir Olaf Komus on Mekadshoi, that you run over the letters again a second time, the same letters over the first, with a Komus, with the Dioi, and you Mekadesh them a second time, with a second writing, have in mind to Mekadesh them, and the Chachamim say, Ein Hashem in a Mufchor. Since it doesn't look, you know, the second one is rewritten over the first, so therefore that's not a Mufchor Dik Hashem. And actually, what comes out of the Sugya is that since it's lacking in Zekeil HaVehu, it doesn't have the beautiful way of writing, so it actually would not even be kosher according to the Chachamim Shita. That's an unusual thing. Usually, obviously, Zekeil HaVehu is not Ma'akev in the mitzvah. You just didn't do the mitzvah in a beautiful way if you didn't go above and beyond and have the beautiful way of doing. But if it's near, the Gemara is Mufur, according to the Chachamim, that Zekeil HaVehu would go into the intrinsic fulfillment of the din of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and you end up not even being Mekadesh Hashem at all, it ends up being Ma'akev, because it ends up being Ikuva, because the shame was not done in an Avehu manner. So the lack of Anvehu over there would pass all the whole Sefer Torah. Likewise, we find Shitas Rashi, a big chiddush in the beginning of Lulav HaGosel. The Gemara says over there, the Mishnah says Lulav HaYoveish is possible, all dried at Lulav is possible. And Rashi says that the reason for that is, you need a mitzvah mehuderes, a beautiful mitzvah, to chsev Zekeilu Anvehu. So the pasuk of Zekeilu Anvehu, according to Rashi, is telling you that the Lulav is totally dried out, is in fact possible because it's lacking in Anvehu. It's lacking in beauty. Tais over there, Tainas and Rashi, Rashi that's not true, because Ekan Avehu does not pasul mitzvahs b'diavad. It would just be lacking in a special beauty of the mitzvah. It's not going to make it totally pasul. So Tosfos has a different shot in why Yovish is pasul. But the risk of saying Uncle Panim in Rashi, we see again over there that the lack of Avehu in certain cases, certain extreme cases, is going to pasul the whole mitzvah. So what's the pshat in them, Zok the Biskirov? That according to me is good, because Ekan Avehu is not a totally independent din. It's not an independent pasuk and b'shalach, which is completely distinct and apart and separate from the fulfillment of the regular mitzvah satayah. Rather, it goes arayin into the mitzvah satayah, usually in a non-ma'akevdik way. It's not integral, so therefore, even if you're lacking the anvehu, the mitzvah is not a special, it's not a muvchor, to quote the words of Rama that we said before, but it's a basic fulfillment. But if a person would do it correctly with the anvehu, the mitzvah itself is geton better. In certain extreme cases, we find in a couple of sugyas, like we said, that the anvehu, since it does go arayin into the mitzvah and redefines the mitzvah, so here we're totally lacking an anvehu in certain cases, you can say that the mitzvah itself is going to be posel. So the Biskirov says that this is my yesoid, which I take out of these places, Dr. Biskirov, that Gzekhe anvehu is not an independent din, it goes into the mitzvah itself, and therefore consequently the Biskirov wants to learn that Gzekhe anvehu is a din in the Cheftas on mitzvah. The entity of the mitzvah itself has to be an anvehu, a beautiful type entity. But if you adjust to the surroundings of the mitzvah, the environment, the box that you hold it in, or whatever, or something like that, the riskurov mevur over there, that there cannot be a fulfillment of zekev anvehu. It's not a true fulfillment of hiddur mitzvah, because that's not the mitzvah itself. That's just the environment, the surroundings, the container within which I hold it. And since the riskurov is saying zekev anvehu is a way of fulfilling the mitzvah itself in the optimal way, so it could only be relevant to the guf ha-mitzvah itself, and is not relevant to some side entity like a container or a holder. The Biskirov then goes on and asks on himself from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel that we mentioned, that the Gemara says, Sefer Torah Noah, that the Zekhim Avehu tells me you should have a beautiful Sefer Torah, Ve'korachoy B'shiroyim Noem, and you wrap it in a beautiful wrap. So L'choyer there's a Befeir Gemara that even the wrap is included in Zekhim Avehu. In Hiddur Mitzvah, there seems to be Soyser contradict this idea that Hiddur mitzvah and va'anvehu is only a din in the guf, the entity of the mitzvah itself. The Biskirov says on this an interesting chiddush. He suggests that even though the rap, the shiroyim noem, are not a chelik of the mitzvah, the cheftza of the entity of the Sefer Torah itself, von deswegen, despite that, suggests the Biskirov that the shiroyim, the raps, are a chelik of the mitzvah of kovoid Sefer Torah. They're an intrinsic entity, a part and part, a component of the mitzvah of honoring a Sefer Torah, and therefore if you have these shiroyim noem, the beautiful wraps for the Sefer Torah, that's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar in the mitzvah of kovoid Sefer Torah. That the mitzvah of kovoid Sefer Torah contains this entity of the shiroyim. A very remarkable chiddush of the Biskirov. Some might say, first of all, is there in fact a mitzvah of kovoid Sefer Torah? I mean, does this mitzvah exist? So actually it is brought down, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Sefer Torah in Perek Yod, that the Rambam says, it mentions a whole bunch of halachos that are dinim in the kovoid of a Sefer Torah, how you're supposed to carry it, how you transport it, how you hold it, all different dinim in kovoid Sefer Torah. In fact, there's a whole tumult in the poskim about these halachos in the Rambam, these dinim in Hilchos Kovoid Sefer Torah. Are they d'oraisa? Or are they the Rabbanon? Do they have any posik? An interesting and remarkable Kirya Sefer from the Mabit over there on that Rambam, where he brings a posik for it, Namash a posik, that he indicates that it is the Raisa. The posik says at the end of Vayelach that you take the Sefer Torah that Moshe had written, and Moshe commands, Vesamtem oisoi mitzad aroin beris Hashem eloi keichem. You take the Sefer Torah and you place it mitzad the oroin bris of Hashem in the Mishkan, and the Mikdosh. So the Kiryas Sefer learns from their concept that a Sefer Torah has to be treated in a special mechubadik way, an honorable way. Of course, you don't put all of them in the Mishkan, but the concept of a kovoid Sefer Torah, he says, is derived from that pasuk. He also indicates that there are some dinim in those halachas of the Rambam that are derabbanan, but are based upon this concept. Al kaponim, there is a mitzvah, an actual mitzvah of kovoid Sefer Torah, and according to the Biskirov, this concept of anvehu that the Gemara learns in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel as a Sefer Torah is that this is something which is an actual part and parcel of the mitzvah of kovoid Sefer Torah, since by Sefer Torah there really is such a mitzvah of kovoid. containers, other holders, an esrog box or the like, according to the Brisker Rav, would not actually have the mitzvah of the concept of hidur mitzvah. Of course, the Brisker Rav could concede that the other concept of chibuv mitzvah that we spoke of before from the Chasdei David, that could certainly be applicable to the esrog box. But the anvehu and the actual din from the pasuk in Beshalach of anvehu of hidur mitzvah, that is something which we would not usually apply to a holder like an esrog holder. There are a couple of other marimakaimis that we find in different svarim that they discuss, where you find Mara Mekaymis, we really do have a mitzvah of hidur mitzvah, even with regard to entities that are totally, apparently, completely distinct from the mitzvah. Rav Osher Weiss, in the Minchas Osher on Moyadim, mentions a couple of such Mara Mekaymis, and he brings the Mishnah in Masechta Bikurim that speaks upon of the concept of itor bikurim, to ma'ater the bikurim, to beautify the bikurim, and this is a concept that they would bring the bikurim to the base and make this the first fruits to the kohen, and they would beautify it by adding other fruits, beautiful fruits, into the basket where the bikurim were. And this was the mitzvah of itor bikurim, which was many assume that it was a hidur mitzvah. It's a way of being mahada, the mitzvah, to bring in a beautiful way. Even though l'chayr, the itor bikurim is not a part and parcel of the entity of the mitzvah bikurim itself. Likewise, one other marimokum that we find in the Gemara in Masechta Brachos in the 8th Perek, the Gemara speaks about the concept of kois tzorach itor, that the Gemara speaks about an idea that when you have a kois shel mitzvah, like kiddush, a kiddush kois or the like, so you are ma'ater it, that you surround it like with a crown, so to speak, surround it with other kois, as kois tzorach itor. Many say that we don't fear zuch lahalacha, this Gemara, but akhopana, the Gemara speaks of this notion, others do fear zuch, some poskim do bring it down, kois tzorach itor, and it's brought down, the Minchas Osher brings down, there's a rive there, brought down the chudush and sheshem, that says that's based upon the notion of hidur mitzvah. So again, even though those kois are not part of the entity of the mitzvah itself, of the kois shel mitzvah, a kois shel bracha, and afal pi kein, those surrounding kois which serve to beautify the mitzvah, through the environment, a beautiful environment, they still go around, they're included in the concept of hidur mitzvah, like the Ravid says. So those are two marimakaimis which seem to bring out that even if we find extraneous and externals that are bring out the beauty of the mitzvah, even they are included in hidur mitzvah. The Minchas Asher grapples with this, and he notes that these are two places that seem to indicate that even externals could go around into hidur mitzvah. The Minchas Asher comes out that as far as the kois tzorach itor, he says at least over there, even if they aren't a chaluk of the mitzvah itself, but they're beautifying the mitzvah simultaneously with the actual performance of the mitzvah. It's not like, for example, I would have an esrog box. The esrog box doesn't beautify the mitzvah while the mitzvah is being done. It just shows chavivus when I'm carrying the shul or the like. The kois tzorach itor is beautifying it during the kois being used for the mitzvah itself. And there, the Minchas Asher actually wants to come out that there really is, like you see in the Raiva there, that could be a fulfillment of hidur mitzvah, even if it's not intrinsic to the cheftas of mitzvah itself. As far as the itur bikurim, so there, the chayra, it doesn't necessarily beautify the mitzvah during the shas ha mitzvah itself. Over there, you bring it to the havor, to the base, and make this done in a beautiful way with the other fruits surrounding it and in the basket. So lechayra, that's not during the shas ha mitzvah itself. And there he says, he also argues that you don't see lechayra. He says, as far as he knows, you don't see a befeir sharaya, raya mafureshes, and the mafureshim there that the gemara is referring, the mishnah bikurim is talking about the hidur mitzvah, the hanveyu halacha. Could be, Zokter, that the itur bikurim is only for the chavivus ha-mitzvah, to show the love for the mitzvah, which isn't the actual fulfillment of anvehu. The truth is that nekuda is shver, because the Bar Tanura in Masechta Bikurim does say befeirish mishum hidur mitzvah. He uses the word hidur mitzvah, which kipshutoi, hidur mitzvah is the word you usually use, the expression we use generally, fulfillment of anvehu. So those are a couple of marimakoimos where you do find, apparently, pashtus, the notion of hidur mitzvah, even of anvehu, past us even outside the Cheftas HaMitzvah itself. And the Minchas Asher is really recognizing this fact. He's at least been a get to Kois Tzorach Itter. He says that since simultaneously with the performance of the mitzvah, the other Kois are surrounding the Kois Shal Bracha and beautifying it, so even if they're not part of the Cheftas, he's naming on that they could go around into the Hidur Mitzvah of Anveyu. So actually, Pashtus, this whole Chakira and this whole Shaila of the Brisker Rav is what underlies the Machloikas Achroinim over here, the Mefarsh at the Sefer. And now it's in Masechta Soita, where it says that you're bringing the Korban Mincha from your home, in the regular Korban Mincha, you bring it, the Mishnah says, Bikli
klishores, and the Gemara says it doesn't really mean klishores. Well, it's put in a gold or silver basket, klosos shokesev is off, that a royal klishores. And here we have, apparently, machloikas in the Mephorish at the Sefter. Chazen Yecheskel says it's al-hidr mitzvah, al-zekeh laveu. The Chasdi David doesn't say that. He says it's a more vague concept of showing chavivus a mitzvah, and shochiv of mitzvah to show your love for the mitzvah. And pashtus, this would be an example, or perhaps we depended upon, totally in the shiloh of the Biskirov and the Minchas Asher, like we spoke. Because over here we have a beautification of the mitzvah which is not intrinsic to the entity of the mitzvah itself, it's the basket that holds it. In the Sprach, for example, the Menchas Asher, the language he uses, this would not be simultaneous with the performance of the mitzvah, this is just the basket you bring it from your home to the Azora in. So according to these various tzedadim, perhaps one could say that the Chassid David is correct, we shouldn't say hidden mitzvah and van vei, who are actually applicable over here, and we would just call the chavivus a mitzvah. It seems, however, that the Chazen Yecheskel did not accept this raid, and he understood that any beautifying of the mitzvah is a fulfillment of anvehu, and therefore he applies even the bringing the container within you bring the mincha from your house in that container and before the mitzvah, afal pikein, since it beautifies the mitzvah that goes into anvehu, and pashtus, like the Peres Taina points out, the question of the beautiful silver esrig box or the like would be dependent, either it's just a chavivas a mitzvah, like the chasdi David and some of the achorin that we're saying, or according to Chazon Yecheskel, it would be an actual hidur mitzvah and a fulfillment of zekeli v'anvehu. The other issue that's connected with this sugya is the etzem fact that the Gemara says that these kolosos shel kesef v'shel zov, the baskets of gold and silver, are royal klishores, that they can be fit to makdish, to makadish them, and use them for a klishores in the base of makdish. Is that really true, that I could take baskets of gold or silver and make them into klishores? So actually, the Mikdash David in Simon Beis brings down, he has a whole discussion, and he quotes this Gemara, and he brings down a machloika between Rashi and the Ramban in Chumash and the Pasik in Parashas Truma. So the Pasik says, "Vosli mikdash shachanti besoicham kechoil asher ani mare oisecha." Like everything I'm showing you, says Hashem shows Moshe in the Mare Nevuah, in the vision of prophecy of Nevuah. Eis tavnis haMishkan, the eis tavnis kol kailov, the form of the Mishkan or the tzura of all the kail of the Mishkan itself, and the form of all the kailov, eis tavnis kol kailov, v'chein tasu, and that is how you shall fashion it. V'chein tasu. You shall fashion it in this manner that I'm showing you on the har. The Gemara in Masechta Shavuos on Daf Tezvov learns from this pasuk this extra phrase at the end, v'chein tasu. So the Gemara says that means v'chein tasu lidoyrois. For all generations, you shall make it in like manner in the way that I'm showing you over here in the har in the midbar. Now Rashi in Chumash in Parashas Truma, Rashi says tavnis kol kailov etc. v'chein tasu. So Rashi says when you shall make the base olamim, when you shall make fashion the base hamikdash. In other words, not just here in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, but even in the base alomim, in the base hamikdash. For example, kagoyin shulchanois u'menoyrois, he'll make shulchans menoyrois, kiyoyrois u'mechoinois. Right, that's the kiyoyrois, the basins that held the water, mechoinois are the wagons that held the kiyoyrois, and all of these kailim. So katavnis azu tasu. So you'll make them in the same form that I'm showing you here in the Midbar. That's what Rashi says. Then I'm bound over there in Chumash and Parshas Truma, comments on Rashi that v'loyo dati she is emes, Dr. Ramban. So you say Rashi is understanding that the din of tavnis, which applies l'doyrois for all of time, does not just apply to the basic form of the building of the Mishkan of the Mikdash, but it even applies to all of the kalim. And the man says, I don't know that that is correct. She is chayav shaloy melasa is kol kalei beveisoy lomim. Every single kali in the base of Mikdash ketavnis elu. That exactly this, the form that they were in the midbar. That's how you have to make the form of the kalim in the base of lomim. The Ramban brings the rayas of them as bech and the The Gemara tells us in Zvachim that the Shlomis Bezbech was not the small Mezbech that they had in the Midbar, but rather it was Chof Amal Chof Amal, 20 by 20 Amos. So the Chayru, Zat Ramban, you see Ba'alil, that the din of Tavnis applies to Doiros, in other words, that I have to have the form of the Kalim, the form of all the entities in the Mishkan of the Midbar. That's what I have to make for the base of Lomim. The Ramban says it's true about the basic structure of the building, but it's not true about the
about the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in reality, the Maral already in Chumash over there, the Gorarie points out a couple of things. First of all, a number of Mavorshim point out that the question that Ramban asks from the size of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaLomim is a little bit shver, because Pashtus, the Kavanah of the Din of Tavnis, doesn't mean it has to be the same exact dimension, the same size. It just means it has to be the same shape and the same tzura. So mainly the fact that Shlomo's Mizbeach and the Beis HaLomim was larger in itself wouldn't be Pashtus Shveh. But the Bagaraye says that if you go through the Hemshech HaSugya in Shulas HaDef Tes Vav, it seems to be Mavur clearly over there. The Gemara seems to say clearly in the Hemshech, in the continuation of the Sugya there, that the Din of Tavnis L'Doyeris applies not only to the Bayis, to the structure of the building, but to the Kalim as well. It seems to be very clear in the Hemshech, the Gemara identifies the Kalim that's relevant to the Din of Tavnis of L'Doyeris, and the man is actually Shveh, so that the Maral makes this point in Chumash. However, the Mikdash David is Mitzayah in this Machloika between Rashi and Ramban. And interestingly, the Mikdash David writes, there's a couple of sugyas in Shas where it really seems to be Mavur that actually the Mahalach of the Ramban seems to be very sustainable. In other words, that Pashtus, the Gemara in a couple of places, seems to bring out that there's really no special din of Tavnis on the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, and I can make all kinds of like new types of kalim that I didn't have bechlal in the Mishkan. If our Gemara Zakti Mikdash David seems to bring that out clearly, because this concept of kolosai shel kesef shel zov, the baskets of gold and silver, and the Gemara says that will be roy to imakdash it and to make it into a klisharis. So is that you're going to say that the din of tavnis is fulfilled with kolosai shel kesef shel zov? Where did I find such baskets in the Mishkan? They were such klisharis in the Mishkan. Of course not. And not just kesef and zov. The Gemara says in the Hemshach Sugya that even this kvifa mitzvah, this wicker basket made of the palm fibers, even then, if you hold that the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash could be wood, and if it wouldn't be priestess, dick inferior, like we saw the sugi before, you'll be able to makdash even there and make it into a klisharis, and that's Kork Holshkein, that they didn't find any such thing whatsoever in the Beis HaMikdash that had that appearance, in the Mishkan, I'm sorry, a kalim like that in the Mishkan. So he said that would seem to be a pretty strong raya, actually, that the kalim in the Beis HaMikdash could be new, and like the Ramban says, they did not have to follow the same form, the same tavnis, the same tzura, as the kalim and the Mishkan. Likewise, he brings another example that we find in Yumad Lamed Zayin, that Ben Katin, the Gemara brings, that he made a special 12 spouts for the kiyor, Yud Beis Dadin L'Kiyor. So over there too, I mean, the original kiyor, the Gemara says clearly over there, didn't have 12 spouts, it had 4, and then Ben Katin made 8, made extras, he made 12. And so L'Chayri, you see, Beferish, Zokti, Mikdash Dov, there's different rayas, it would appear to be that the kalim in the Beis HaMikdash could be new types of kalim, even not the tavnis that they had in the kalim of the Mishkan. So ultimately, this is actually a shverkeit between different sugyas, the truth is, because over here in the Soita and elsewhere, the Gemara seems to indicate that you could have brand new types of kalim, completely distinct in tavnis, in appearance and form, than from the kalim that you had in the Mishkan. Whereas in the sugya in Masechet Shavuos, like the Maral points out in Chumash, it really appears that the din of tavnis does apply to the kalim as well, and the kalim that are in the Beis HaMikdash have to be the same form, appearance, shape as the ones that you had in the Mishkan. One possible approach on this actually is alluded to in the Mikdash David itself there. The Mikdash David writes that there may be a distinction between two types of kalim. He says there might be a difference between the kalim that are identified clearly with the whole description, a detailed description in the Chumash itself, like the Shulchan, the Menorah, etc. in Parashas Shuma. I have detailed descriptions of these. There's many other kalim, of course, Kleshorises, that are not detailed described at all. And he said that it could be the din of Tavnis really only applies to the Shulchan and the Menorah and the kalim that are detailed described. And so those are the ones that the din of Tavnis is going to go on them as kalim. And those are the ones that you have to the same type, the same shape, form, appearance in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Sheink and the Klishora is out there. Knows it could be that you're allowed to make two new types and a whole new fancy style, perhaps, you know, like our Klosai Shal Kesef. And he points out that in the Avodah Zarah of Mem Gimel, the Gemara has a special drasha you're not allowed to make in your own home for your private use, a Shulchan Tavnis, Shulchan Menorah Tavnis, Menorah. Now, you can't make the Shulchan with the same shape, form, appearance in your house as the one they had in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. Likewise, as a menorah in your house can't be the same form, shape, appearance as the one in the Mikdash. You can't have a shulchan tavnis shulchan menorah tavnis menorah. So the Mikdash David says, well, we don't find this about the klesharis, you know, the kalim, the mizrach that held the dam, all the other types of different types of tweezers that they had in the Mikdash for the ashes and etc. The wicks. You don't find any such thing that you can't have those types of kalim in your house. So perhaps, okay, that's because of the vort that we're saying. Maybe you can make this chiluk. That which the shulchan and the menorah and those kalim, which are the described in a detailed way in the Chumash. They have a special tavnis, and those are the ones which you have to keep, to adhere to that tavnis for all of the Deiris. And those are the ones you can't make the same type of a tavnis, the same appearance at home. Masha Ein Kein, the other Klishorises, which are up to the way you would like to fashion them, and they don't have a special specific tavnis, so those, there's no kpeda, however you like to make it at home, whether it matches the ones in the Mikdash or not. So that's one possible approach to distinguish between different types of kalim. However, in reality, the Rashi and Chumash really goes much beyond that. Rashi and Chumash says that when you make the kalim on the base of Lomim, v'chein tasu, Rashi says, l'doirois, you make the kalim on the base of Mikdash, k'goin, shulchanois, so Rashi brings the shulchan, menoirois, the menoira, v'kiyoirois, and the kir, umechoinois, so that's the wagons that held the kir, and that's which are described, by the way, in Malachim. So those, there's no special description of mechoinois in the Torah in Parashat Truma, obviously, is not described. And yet, Fendesveg and Rashi were still assuming that there was a special tzura that they had in the Midbar, and those really have to adhere to that l'chol ha'doirois. So it's mevor l'chayr pashtas in Rashi. The Rashi, she said anyway, was that the din of tavnis l'doirois applies to all kalim. There was some sort of a form that it was given in the Midbar, and that's the one you have to adhere to l'chol ha'doirois, which is pashtas keneged and shver from different sugyas like our Gemara. In Saita, the Gemara seems to indicate that I could have made a kleishoris if I would want out of a klosah shel kesef shel zov, baskets of gold and silver, or even theoretically out of the kvifa mitzvahs, if not that it's inferior and cheap and etc. I could even make a kleishoris out of that. At the end of Yud Dalet Amud Beis is a fundamental piece of Gemara which is discussed extensively. The Gemara quotes the Braisa that we had that speaks of the Seder of the Apu'ulois, the activities and the way you bring a Korban Mincha. So as we had in the Braisa, so you take the Korban Mincha and you put it into a Klishoris, that's called the Kiddush Kli, and it's Mekadesh, the entirety of the Mincha. It gives the Kedushas Kli, you could put into a Klishoris, and it gives the Kedushas Aguf, a Kedushas Kli to the entirety of the Korban Mincha. Then you do the Kmitza, so you take the three fingers full, take the mincha out of the kli, and you put that koimetz into a second kli. The noise of the klishoris, the kasha of the klishoris, and the Gemara asked the kasha, lomali, what do you have to have a second placement into the klishoris? You put the koimetz into a second klishoris. Ha-kitcha-chodazimna. You're ready with makadosh at one time when you place the entire mincha into the first klishoris. And the Gemara answers, mididahavi adam, a very yesoidistic piece of Gemara. And the Gemara tells us that by any animal korban, which is the korban of dam, we also find a similar concept, that dam, afagav tekadish, they sakin, betavar behemo, even though there was a klishoris that did avoid the hashchita on the tavar behemo. As we'll see later, Shechita is lav avoida technically in some ways, but in Desveg and his Mavur in this Gemara, as we'll see, that many take out of this Gemara that there's a concept of Kedushas Kedusakin, that you use the Sakin, which is the Klishoris, and when the Sakin shechts it, that gives a special Kedusha to the Behemo, to the Korban, and even though you already had that level of Kedusha, the Sakin was Mekadashit, but Tavar Behemo, from Desveg and Hoda Makdashle Beklishoris, when they do the Kabbalah and the Dam goes into the Klishoris, it's a second level of a Kedushas Kli. So, Ochanami Loishno, just like over there, I have two levels of Kedusha. The Kedusha that's sugalek, that's given to it when you use the Sakin, which is a Klishoris itself, and it gives it a Kedusha's Kli when it's shechted on the Tzavah Behemo. And from that thing, and there's a second step of Kedusha that's sugalek added to that when the dam goes into the Klishoris, and that gives a second level of Kedusha's Kli. The same thing of the Mincha. There's a first level of Kedusha that gets given to the entirety of the Mincha, placing the whole thing in the Klishoris. And the second level of Kedusha, when I take the Koimetz out, the Koimetz is a special higher level of Kedusha, the Koimetz is Korov on the back. And that koimetz, it's a special second kedusha. You give it a second kedusha's kli, the koimetz into a second kli. So the Gemara is mashma that the sakin that you use to shecht an animal korban needs to be a klishoris, because that's what it seems to be bringing out. That the sakin gives it a one level of kedusha, and I still need a second level of kedusha when I place the dam into a klishoris b'shas to kabbalah. And likewise, the mincha has two levels of kiddush kli as well. And in emes is that there's a big machlokes b'shanim on this point, whether a sakin for shchita of kachim has to be a klishoris. Taisus in Masechet Chulin on Daf Gimel Bar Aleph brings down the shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim that held that in effect a sakin for shchitas kachim does not need to have a kedushas klishoris. Now it does have to have a shem kli. The sakin needs to be a kli, and Tosfos quotes that in the Gemara in Zvachim of Tzadik Zayin, that how do you know that shchitas kachim must have a kli? There has to be an actual din kli. It says by Avraham Avinu he was looking to Shecht Yitzchok, and he took Vayikach es ha-ma'acheles, lishchot es benoi. So the ma'acheles is a kli, it's a knife, it's a kli. And therefore, the Yitzchok had a din of an oil, the Gemara says, and therefore, consequently, you see that the shchit of a kochim must have a kli. However, the Ben Ephraim tainted that it does not have to have a din of a kli shoris. It must have a din of a kli, but not necessarily be consecrated with a kedushas kli. Now, for example, that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Gimel speaks about using a krumah shalkona, which seems to be a very sharp bamboo or some type of a stiff reed like that to shecht an animal, and the Gemara indicates that that could be done to shecht shchidas kochim with a krumah shalkona, which l'chayr the krumah shalkona, which is like some kind of a sharp long bamboo, is not even going to be a kli at all. So look there, that you have to say that he fashioned it in shaped special to make it a kli, and that way it stems with the concept that the sakan shashchitas kochim must have a din of a kli, like we said from Zvochim. But as far as whether it has to have a kedushas kli, that zokter, it seems to be that it does not have to have a kedushas kli. Why? Because it says in Ezum Akoyman, it's a Mishnayos that you say in the morning, by Karbonis, that Kotche Kotchem, Shchitosim Betzofen, Kibbul Domim Bekleshorus Betzofen. You think about that Loshan HaMishn over there, that Kotche Kotchem are shechted in the north, and the Kibbul Domim, the Kabbalah, is Bekleshorus Betzofen. So he's Medayik from there, the Ben Ephraim, that it's Mashma from there, that only the Kabbalah has to have a Kleshorus, a Kli that was consecrated with the Kedusha. Mashenk and the Shchita doesn't have to have a Kleshorus, otherwise it would say Shchitosim Bekleshorus Betzofen, Kibbul Domim Bekleshorus Betzofen. It seems that the Shechita does not have to have a din of a klisharis. And that's the Shechita, the opinion of the Ben Ephraim and Toises. The Ritva over there in Chulin says about this thing, that it's connected our Gemara and Soita on the Fiyad Dalet, that it says, Sakin Mekadish Dam HaShechita, Zokta, that's the first level of Kedushas Dam, is given by the Sakin. So you see clearly, Zokta, the Sakin must be that it had a din of a klisharis, and Veloi Higishu Bozeh HaToises. That's what the Ritva writes over there. And Toises is not Chap, that it's a Beferish Gemara, that's Muka, not like the Sabinu Ephraim. It's Muchen, the Sugi over here, then, in fact, that the Sakin must have a Kedushas Kli. Zokt of them, the Ritva, he says, interessante Sach. Zokt the Ritva, Avada, it's Mukach and Algamor and Soita, that the Sakin has to have a Kedushas Kli and it has a din of a Kli Shores. But Zokt there seems to be steers to this, and we have to figure out a kind of in between derech that should be Miyashev and answer the steers. He brings it to Sefta in Menachos, that the Gemara is Tesefta. Tesefta says over there, Chomur beKmitza mibeshchita. Kmitza of a Mincha is more Chomur than Shchita of a Korban, of an animal Korban. Shakmitza tuna Kli, Veina Shchita tuna Kli, which means Kli Shores over there in context. So Kmitza has to have a klishoris. When you claim it, the mincha, you put it into a klishoris. But the shchita does not have to have a klishoris. So it's a big stira. I mean, our Gemara is mukach that shchita's kochim does have to have a klishoris. The sefta says that shchita's behemoth is more kal than Kmitza's mincha, that shchita's behemoth does not have to have a klishoris. So the Ritva says that the answer to this question is that even though the klishoris that shechts the kochim does have to have a kedushas kli, afal pikein zokter vibalt, that shchita is not a true avoider, like the Gemara says in different places, that shchita lav avoider. And we know that shchita is kshera bezor, which no true avoider would be kosher bezor, so avoiders must be done only by koyanim and not by non-koyanim, not by zor. Shchita is kosher bezor, it's a lav avoider. So kum techoy zokter ritva, that even though the sakin for the shchita does have a kedushas kli shoris, it doesn't have a kedushas kli sure is gomor because it's not doing an avoid the gemura, and therefore consequently it doesn't have the full-fledged halachas of a klishoris. For example, Zokter, even though we find that the gemura earlier by us brings in a machloikis between Rebbe and Reis of Yehuda, whether you could have eights for a klishoris, whether a klishoris came made out of wood, that's been a gear Zokter to a klishoris gomor, a true klishoris. Masha'inka in the Sakhan Shachita, since it's only a partial din of a klishoris, it's not a klishoris gomor, and it does not give a kedusha gemura to the korban Zokter, there, because it can't, because it's not a klishor, it's gomor, and avoider is not a complete avoider, a shchita is not a true avoider. So therefore, consequently, everybody would agree, both Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, that the sakan shel shchita is able to be made out of wood and have sufficient kedusha for the mixas din of klishoris that is necessary for shchita. That's why Zokter, for example, the Gemara in Amazon in Cholin over there in Daf Gimel, that you can use a kroimis shel kona, which is some type of a sharp, long bamboo, and use it to shecht. You really
really should depend. It's a big machloikis hatanuim whether a kli shoris is allowed to be made out of wood. So maybe it's not so poshut whether you could use a krimis shalkona, which is a type of wood. So the answer to that is, okter, that vibal, that the kli shoris that's necessary for the shchita is only a partial din of a kli shoris. It's not a kli shoris gomer, it doesn't have a kedusha gemura, and doesn't do an avoid the gemura, because shchita is not a true avoida, it's kosher bizar. So if a consequently, for that level of kli shoris, it will be sufficient l'kuli alma to use wood. That's why the Tosefta says in Masechta Menachos that Shechita doesn't use a kli. It means it doesn't have the true halacha of a kli, the kli shoris gomer. That's the pshat that the Ritva says. The Sefer Masas Moshe by the Moshe Chavroini wants to say that with this Ritva we could answer a possible stira, a possible contradiction in Rashi. Why? Because Rashi over here in Soita Daf Yudalid says that the Sakin, it's Rashi in the, near the very bottom of the Omud, the Sakin Havi Klishora. So Rashi speaks out, Mamish like the Ritva and against the Toisvis. In other words, Rashi speaks out that the Sakin is a Klishora, and that fits into the Gemara, that the Sakin gives it the first level of Kedushas Kli by an animal carbon. How do you know Rasakin of Shechita is a klishor? So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Yuma, the Tanya in Yuma, kol hakelim she'asa Moshe, all the kelim Moshe made, mishichoson, mikadshoson, mikan va'elach avodos, and mikadshoson, the different ways of being mikadish and consecrating the kelim and the mikdash. And Rashi is saying kol hakelim applies to the sakan shel shechita as well. So therefore, Rashi demonstrates from there, the Rashi's claim is that you see from there that even the sakan shel shechita was a klishoris. The emes is that the Tosef Rosh, by the way, over here in Soita is massing on this. Rashi says that the raya doesn't make sense. He says, you really see from there that the sakan is a klishoris. All it's saying over there in Yuma is that all the kalim that had din of klishoris, if they were consecrated kalim, which obviously ruba de ruba of the kalim were consecrated kalim, so those are special ways that we mekadesh them either with mashicha or with avoida. But if you never mind that the sakan shechita doesn't need to be a klishoris, because the shechita is not an avoida, so therefore it doesn't need to be klishoris, if that's true, so then the sugya in Yuma is not talking about the sakan. How did Rashi put the cart before the horse and never mind that since it says in Yuma that all these kelim Moshe made, so there's different ways of being makdish them, so consequently the sakan shel shechita, but it's also a klishoris, where do you see that anything over there specifically, so the Tosef Rosh about the sakan shel shechita? However, on this, Moshe Chavroini answers that Rashi, that's poshut zok there, that Rashi understood that since we had the Gemara in Zvochem already earlier in the Sadek Zion, that the Gemara does learn out of a special posik that the sakan shel shechita must have a din of a kli, can't do anything which is not a kli, it must be a kli from the posik by Avraham Avinu. So it must have a din of a kli. So Mela, since it says in the Chumash, by when you were being Mashiach, there were Azal being anointing all the kelim with the Shem and Mishcha, it says Vayimshach has a Mishkan ve'es kol kelim, the Mishkan ve'es hamizbeach ve'es kol kelim, all the kelim. So there is mashma from that pasuk, Rashi understood that every keli, everything in the Mishkan had din of a kli, including the sakan which had a din of a kli. You don't see it had din of a kli shoris, but you do see it had din of a kli. That the Gemara learns out. Once it had din of a kli, you already with nichon the Mishnah in the pasuk of Vayimshach, the Mishkan, the Be'ach, it's called Kalev, and that's what Rashi meant to say, that all the Kalem, called Kalem, Shalos HaMoshe, we heard that the Sakan was a Kalev, I'll call upon him. If it was a Kalev, then it was Nimshach, Mashichosim, Bekat Shosim, and had Dinevik Klishoris. So that's the Pshat in the Rashi's up there. So finds that Rashi holds not like Toysis, and Rashi holds that the Sakan of Shashchit and the Mikdash was a Klishoris. The problem is, Zokter, that Rashi in Masechet Zvachim seems to be before that Rashi held Bepshitus that for the Sakan Shashchita you're allowed to use wood. You have to use a Kroimish Shalkana, and that seems to be a given, not just in other words that it would be totally in maybe the Machloikas Tanoim, and that only Rebbe Yehuda would hold of it, and not Rebbe, you know, because only Rebbe Yehuda holds that Klishoris could be wood. It's not Mashma like that in Zvachim and the Flamed Aleph. Rashi over there is Mashma that Bepshitus that we would go, that it's a given, it's obvious, the Holy Alma apparently, that a Sakan Shashchita the mikdash is allowed to be wood. Over there, Rashi in Zvachan Daf Lamed Aleph is discussing the Mishnah that says that a shechita of kachim is allowed to be done by a tomei. And there's a big tumult in Rashi, the Rishonim there, the Gemara, about exactly how a tomei is supposed to do the shechita of kachim without obviously being metame, the kachim itself, the korban itself, and the press of shechting. So Rashi over there gives one case, there's a case there in Rashi of that he used the kroimish al konad shecht, and that's a pshuti kliyat, it doesn't convey tumult. So therefore, he used a long bamboo, a sharp bamboo, and he shechted it. It's not metame. The korban. So zokt of them the Masas Moshe. How did Rashi learn into the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, that you can do the kremish shalkana to shecht? We don't even paskin that a klishoris is allowed to be made out of eight. We paskin that it can't. can't be made out of eitz. And Rashi ordered it without even commenting at all, assumed that there's a stam mishnah just accepted as a given by the shechting atomei shechting kodshim. Rashi assumed there's a given that you could use a bamboo, you could use a wood to shecht as a sakan shashchita. I, Rashi over here, hold that the sakan shashchita has to be a klishoris, and we paskin klishoris can't be eitz. That's the kasha on the Rashi. How do you yasha the two Rashis? It's oktav stem the masas moisha that I'll pidus vidvah and mesecht the chol, and it works out well because even though the sakan shashchita is a klishoris, but according to the vidvah is there, it comes out that it's a klishoris, but apparently only a klishoris for mixas, only has a mixas kedushas klishoris, a partial kedusha, which is why that the Sefta Menachis compares it to the kli that you put the koimitz in, and it says that that's an emissa kli, real kli. Masha'en came the sack, and it's not a kli. It's because it's not a kli gomor, because it doesn't do a voiding gomor. So maybe the Ritva speaks out over there in Masechta Chulin that since it's not a kli shor is gomor, the sakhan shashchita differ the kuli alma. You could use eights. Everybody really could use wood. Even Rebbe early on the Amud over here who holds that a kli shor is not allowed to be made out of wood. So if you go like the Ritva, and Rashi goes like the Ritva, the Rashi works out very well. You can make them stim. Rashi is correct over here that the sakin shashchit is a klishoris, and it stims anyhow with the Rashi there that's mavur that he names on that you could use eitz, you could use wood for the klishoris of the sakin shashchita, because according to Ritva, this is a lesser level of a klishoris than the sakin shashchita, and consequently the kuli alma, everybody would agree that it's allowed to be made out of wood. One final point. On this inyan that's mavur in the sugya over here, that the shchita of kodshim is the first step of that which is mekadesh the korban, so that the shchita, the kadesh te sakin b'tzavar behemba, like the Gemara says, that the sakin is mekadesh the dam and the tzavar behemba, that's the first step of the kedusha, kedusha saguf of the korban is gegeben, is sugalaked by the sakin shal shchita. So on this there is a question that's asked both by Rav Moshe Chavurni, the Masas Moshe, and also the Brisker Rav also asked the same kasha as well. Both of them still, they both ask a question on the Toisus in Me'ilah Daf Hei. His Toisus learns up the way he understands the whole sugya over there in Me'ilah Daf Hei. The Toisus learns that the Gemara is talking about a case, a person who shechted a korban, and before the Gemara shechita, the shechita of a kodshim, the shechita of an animal, is not in the Gemara, until you shecht the Shnei Simon of the Kona and the Veshet. The case over there was the person shechted, he began the shechita, and the dam is already coming out, and the person puts the keli, the klishoris, and he collects the dam that's coming out before the Gemara of the shechita. So that's Toisus learns the way he understands, he makes the yukum and the sugya me'ila that the Gemara is talking about that particular case where the person collected the dam and the dam was miskabel in the keili, and that dam was dam that came out before the shechita was nigmar, before the person shechted the two simonim. And Taisus names on that apparently it's possible to do such a thing, to collect the blood that was dripped into the keili, that was miskabel by the keili, before the shechita itself was nigmar, before it had a din of a shechita, because a shechita without two simonim is not of a din of shechita. And afal pi kein, since the dam was collected in the process of the shechita, that's a din of dam kochim, it's kosher and usable to be zoyrig and to make the korban acceptable. That's what Taisus says based on his understanding of the sugyum. So both the Brisker Rav and the Moshe Chavroini both ask that it's very shver from the Gemara over here. A vibal that the Gemara over here is saying that l'choyer, that the shechita is the first step, which is mekadosh the dam and the tzavar behemim. So l'choyer it should come out, they both ask, that until the person completes the shechita and he shechts the two simonim, you don't have the requisite kedusha that should mekadosh the dam, and that's the first step. The second step, like the Gemara says, is the dam falls into the keli, and it gets the Kabbalah in the Kli, and that's the second Kli Shoris Kedusha that the Dam gets. But it has to be L'Choyer built on the first step, and that first step is only going to be Chal, B'Shas, and the Shechita is Nigmar. That's when you have a true Shechita, which is able to lay through to give Kedusha to the Dam in the Tzavah Behemo. So how could it possibly be that it's kosher to have Dam that falls into the Kli before the Shechita is completed, and L'Choyer, that Dam never got the first level of Kedusha, the Kedusha is Kli, the Kedusha of the Sakin, and the Tzavah Behemo, it went straight to the Sakin, it didn't have the first level of Kedusha Sakin, and L'Choyer should not be acceptable carbon. That's what they both ask. Rav Moshe Chavroini in the Masas Moshe uses this question to Boyois to build out from here a Yosoid, that he says that the Gemara says over here in Masechta Soita that Kedush Te Sakin B'Tzavah Behemo, that the Sakin is Mekadosh Adam in the Tzavah, the neck of the animal, the Gemara does not refer, the Gemara does not mean that the Maisa Shechita, the Avoidas Hashchita, the process of shechting is what is Mekadosh, and therefore I have to wait until the Avoidas Hashchita is Nigmar when the shechting of the both of the Simona. That's not what the Gemara means, Zokter. The Gemara simply means the Maga Sakin, the knife, the Sakin, which is the Klishoris, it comes into contact with the Dam in the Tzavor, in the neck of the animal, and that Maga Sakin, that contact with the knife, which is a Klishoris, touching the Dam in the Tzavor Behemo, that's what lays through, that's what gives Kedusha to the Dam in the Tzavor Behemo. And that could be Tzulek, that could be, that Kedusha could be given 7, even if I did not yet complete the Maisa Shechita, and I did not yet do the completion of the Maisa, the act of the Shechita, it's not considered Geshochten yet, the animal, because I'm still in the middle of the process. Alpha Pekain, since the second, which is a Klishoris, touched the Dam and the Tzav of Behema, that touch is sufficient, the touch to the Klishoris of the second is sufficient to give the Dam a special Kedusha, with the get acquired by touching the second Klishoris, and then it goes to the Kli, the Kabbalah, the Imakabal in the Kli Klishoris, and gets a second level of Kedusha, which is not Shver, which it gets both Kedushas of the Masal Moshe, despite the fact that it fell down into the Kli before the actual fulfillment, the completion of the act of the Shechita, because the first level of Kedusha, Kedusha Sakin, is not done by virtue of the Maisa Shechita, but rather it's done by virtue of the Sakin, which is the Klishoris, and Kodosh, touching the Dam and the Tavar Behema. The Biskarov, however, rejects this Yisoid on his own, he clears it and he rejects it, and he names on based on his understanding of a Sugin's Vachem that it's not so. That when the Gemara says, Mayabayos, that the Sakin is Makadosh the Dam in the Tavar Behema, according to the Biskarov, what that's referring to is not just the second touching the dam in the Tzav HaBehema, but the reference is to the second achieving a Maisa Shechita, and with the completion of the Maisa Shechita, now I have a geshochten animal durch a second klishoris, and that's what gives the dam the special kedusha. This Rav writes that he says that in his opinion the kedusha that's given by the second cannot be given if the shechita is not yet completed, not yet done, not yet nigmar. And Meir the Biskarov asks this kasha, and he leaves this with a question on the Toises and Masechta Me'ila. He asks this question. He rejects this teretz that the Masas Moshe exempts. The Biskarov says in his opinion you must have the actual completion of the Maisa Shechita to Lake Tzu and to give the Kedusha, the first step Kedusha to the Dam. And over here in Toysis' case, where he understands it, where the Dam fell down into the Kli and was Meskabel B'Kli before the Gemara of the Maisa Shechita, L'chore that Dam in fact would be possible L'chore for a korban and a mela, how could Toysis say, the Briskerov says, how could Toysis say that the Dam is acceptable if it did not yet have the first step Kedusha, which is Tzuga Lake Dafke in the opinion of the Briskerov, with the Gemara of the Maisa Shechita.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.